This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And here I am again, compelled to introduce it to you, laboring alone in this abandoned research facility.
Except for me, I'm still here in this coffee machine.
Yes, soldiering ahead on my own, no assistance or companionship.
Other than me, Craig, your trusty assistant. Granted, I haven't said anything for a while, but you've never really been a chit-chat kind of guy, so I...
Literally, no one else present in this environment with me. Utter and complete solitude.
Okay, now I can't tell if you're doing that thing where you ignore me to hurt my feelings, or you literally cannot hear me. If you can hear me, just say, I can hear you.
I cannot hear any other presence in this space because there is none.
And yet you keep pausing just long enough.
And so, with no need to carry on a conversation as I am totally alone, let's get to the main event. Or rather, let's not put off the cold splash of creative disappointment any longer. Sit back.
This isn't over.
And enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, and it really has been 7.5 years. Maybe longer now. I don't know.
Arnie, can I just say, it is so impressive the way you ride your horse on your stomach across the saddle while holding the microphone. My mind is blown.
Here, Chunt, you got to try it. Because here's the thing, while I'm recording... And my head is like down, like the blood is rushing to my head.
Ooh.
And it feels great. I feel like I'm going to do my best work in this episode.
A rush of blood to the head. Didn't you say that's your favorite Coldplay album?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's like, how do you pick? They're all so good. Also,
I'm angry for some reason. I don't know why this fury is building inside me.
Just like the one Green Shoes in the Storm. That's probably one of theirs that I love. What are some, Usador, if you were on Earth briefly, what were your favorite Coldplay albums?
I was on Earth in the 1980s, and you both look like fools.
Oh, like you didn't get an Echo in the Bunny Man tattoo?
You weren't supposed to tell anyone that.
Yeah, we don't talk about your Echo and the Bunnyman tattoo.
I just liked the name. I never heard any of their music. It just sounds fun.
You know what? I can't say with confidence I've heard Echo and the Bunnyman.
I gotta be honest.
Bunnyman?
I don't think I've ever heard them. Bunnyman?
I've gotta be honest. I don't know if I've ever heard them.
I gotta say, I don't think I've heard them.
I don't know if I've heard Echo and the Bunnyman. I don't know if I've heard them.
Bunnyman.
All this blood rushing to my head. It's making this a great episode.
I was too embarrassed to get a Katrina in the Waves tattoo. So I just pointed at one.
If we ever go through time again to Earth, to when I was in college, the music we can listen to.
Ooh, like what?
Belly.
Yes, you're riding on your belly.
Big Head Todd. And the Monsters.
Arnie, it's not okay to make fun of big heads.
Oh, I'm sorry, the blood is rushing to my head. It's getting huge.
Well, I must warn you two. This path back to Nibblebottom, there is some danger that lies ahead, for there is a goblin compound here, a town of theirs nearby. Mostly underground, but there will be landmarks above that will signal its presence.
But Isidore, aren't most of the goblins missing from Foon? I feel like they've been gone since season one. That's how I track time.
Also, I'm 98% sure you said Nibblebottom.
I wasn't going to say. I was like, are right, we going to Nibblebottom?
Did you hear it? I was like, uh-oh.
I thought I said Nibblebottom. Did I say Nibblebottom?
I think I heard Nibblebottom.
Can we run back the audio? Is there a way to do that? Can we listen to ourselves?
Arnie, can we listen to ourselves?
Arnie, can we listen to ourselves?
Sure. Bunny, let's play it.
Can you imagine the glory of listening to my dulcet tones over and over again? Ah, gentle listener, fall to sleep. Go to sleep right now before you have to listen to the rest of this episode.
Not all the blood is rushing to my head right now, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, Arnie, I think I found the spot.
I just want to say I really like the way you ride your horse, where you lay on your belly and...
Stop. Do I sound like that?
Yeah, more or less. But here's the thing. I know it can always be weird to hear yourself.
I'm a monster.
At the end of the book, yeah.
What?
There's a monster at the end of this book.
I shall slay this book.
No need. Smash potions.
Stop throwing down smash potions.
Smash potion. Ah. You'll get caught up in the smash potion. Smash potion.
Great. You threw a smash potion down, and now our horse is all turned into eels.
Ooh.
Now that I'm just sitting on the ground with an eel sliding away from me, I suppose...
Ooh.
That's my favorite Coldplay song.
Excuse me, sir. Are you sitting on an eel or just happy to see me?
Mm-hmm. You're not a monster, Chunt. You're a Grover, not a Shover.
Oh, okay. Don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
Oh, I'm still recovering. Ooh, I got to stand up.
Oh, gotta get stretched.
We should still be very cautious as we approach this goblin compound, because there's a chance that there may be some of the non-military goblins still about, or it may be deserted. I've seen some settlements that have been completely barren and others that only a few goblins remained behind, and they've sort of lost their way. It's very, very sad.
Okay, yeah. Let's be smash potion to the door, walk in, few smash potions around the compound.
I don't see anything.
Thank you for using those smash potions.
Yeah. John, I also appreciate how you love throwing the smash potions, but I have no investment in what they do. You're really just throwing stuff.
It's the latest craze. I don't know if you know this, but you take a regular potion, you put it on a griddle, like a flat top. Uh-huh. You put a press on top of it. That's going to give it a nice sear, make a nice seared smash potion. Uh-huh. Delicious. Then you grab it, you little smash and grab. You throw it wherever you want, and who the fuck knows what happens?
Boom, potion. That's what happens. You know, whatever magic the potion was, it might be like a smoke bomb. It might be something that turns your horse into an eel.
Could be acid.
Could be acid, yeah.
I have a smash potion, and apparently inside it, whatever it explodes onto will become unbreakable. Ugh. Oh, it bounced.
Oh, I suppose we didn't think that one through, did we?
Oh, let me just uncork it and go. Well,
all right. What do you want to eat now?
I guess my stomach's unbreakable, but my bones and body are totally exposed.
Right.
Let me eat one of the smash potions. Oh, that was the acid one. Oh,
I think you'll be all right because you already drank that other one. The toilet's gonna be a nightmare.
Oh yeah, I think I gotta say goodbye to one of my buttholes. Boys, tonight we have a funeral for one of my buttholes.
You named both of them, right? What? Which one are you losing?
Well, Arnie, I didn't want to expose their names to the public. That's sort of a personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now you're shy.
How about this? We'll just let the patrons know on Patreon.
Oh, I love that. That's good marketing.
Arnie, will you play taps at my butthole's funeral? Huh, that's a sentence I've said way too many times.
Yeah, you said some of that sentence before. This place seems pretty empty to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like gross signs. They're like, home is where the goblins are. Mm-hmm. It's goblin o'clock somewhere. This is all kind of gross.
Yeah. Ding dune.
Nobody's perfect.
Isidore, you should not be laughing at that.
Oh wait, you know what? I don't think that. I don't think that's supposed to be funny, Usador. I think, you know, remember we met those goblins, Inta and Nerf?
Yes.
I think his cousin is Poe Buddy Nerfect.
Oh, it's just a memorial. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sticker on this chair that says, "My other goblin's a goblin."
Huh.
Should we unpack that?
I don't even understand that one.
I don't get it.
My other goblin's a goblin.
This one just says...
Hold on. We're figuring this out. We're figuring this other one
okay,
out, honey.
Okay,
hold
fine.
On to that.
My other goblin's a goblin. So I guess that means they had two goblins? My other goblin's a goblin.
My other goblin.
Oh, I think I got it. Yeah, sir, I think I got it.
Okay.
So my other goblin, in terms of the creature, is goblin, like a turkey.
Like nom 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 nom?
So my other goblin's a turkey. Or eating. Oh. Or maybe they're eating.
Wait,
they're
no.
Just eating.
Sean, answer the question. Like nom 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 nom?
Stop saying that.
Like nom 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 nom?
Oh, I hate that.
All right, Arnie, what about yours?
Well, mine just says, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody goblin.
Oh, there's one next to it that said, if mama ain't happy, ain't po-buddy nerfect?
And this one just says, mind the gap, but then it's got goblin scrawled at the end.
Here's a book just called You Might Be an Orc If.
Uh-oh.
Goblins hate orcs, right?
Oh, yeah. They definitely don't get along. You know, goblins, they're very... they have some shared ancestry, but they are different. Goblins, for instance, can bring each other back to life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really the big one.
I hate to revisit this, but... as I remember, you used to be virulently anti-orc, right?
Right. Because they serve the forces of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the bathroom, I found another sign. It says, when she's a 10, but she's an orc.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty rough. Pretty rough stuff.
Yeah. So these weren't the cool goblins for sure. We can all agree to that.
Oh, wait. And this sign says, enjoy the ool. Notice there's no goblin in it.
And let's keep it that way, huh?
They don't let themselves swim in their own pool?
Their pools must be pristine.
This is awful. They should have more self-respect than that. Look, Arnie, I came around on orcs a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help them free themselves from the evil that controls them so that they can live their own happy lives and not be forced to fight for that Master of Darkness, the Dark Lord, who's definitely already dead. Oh,
yeah,
wait, no one else is here.
Totally yeah, no dead. One's totally here. And also, Usador, you don't have to pretend to be a ghost. Go up to full appearance-y.
Oh, okay. Here.
Oh, now you're too solid.
Yeah.
You're like, you have like a gravitational pull.
Oh, you think so? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I'm trying. Oh, I got to dig my claws in the dirt.
Hold on to my hands.
Okay, I reset.
Like poltergeist.
I reset. Okay.
Phew.
I can still see through my hand, though, but I have to put it up in front of me at a very weird angle. And I think I learned who invented rock and roll.
Great Scott.
Well, I suppose it doesn't appear there are any goblins here.
Should we just steal some shit? Or no,
yes.
It's not stealing. Just take... Should we look for treasure or useful things?
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's see.
Oh, look at this. It says pain box. They got a pain box. It's got a hole in the side. Put your hand in, I guess.
What generation of pain box? Pain box 360, pain box 1, pain box X.
It just says pain box. So it's either the first pain box or later on. They probably were just like, let's just call it pain box again.
No, we don't want that. I think that's a first generation pain box.
Oh, they have a swear jar. It's empty.
Let's fill it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. I put my hand in the pain box. That hurt. Ooh, you guys gotta try this pain box. Come on.
It's kind of a low-res hurt, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like, unbearable, but, like, I kind of want to do it again.
Is my hand compatible with that?
Yeah, try it. Put it in.
Is it backwards compatible if I put my butt into it?
Yeah, give it a try.
Let me back up my ass and... Oh, my. Oh dear. Yes.
Maybe the box and the acid will cancel each other out.
And I can put my hand in there again.
Guys, I think I'm going to take this pain box. If nobody else wants it.
No.
Okay.
No, yours now.
No, it's
going,
all yours,
gone.
All
I'll see you tonight.
Well, I'll cast a spell of magical detection.
Oh, big surprise.
Geroth Atrompoth
Oratea Carla Shinthala Koth Chombach.
Ooh, a magical hand. And it's pointing right at Usidore. Hey, I found some.
Oh, no, not me. Find other magical things.
Yeah. Oh, did you cast a You Are Here spell?
Damn, I might have. Well, maybe just because I'm the most magical thing in the room. Fine. Okay, I'll cast a spell to find...
You're the most magical thing in the room.
You guys have been singing that song all week while we've been traveling.
Tis the season.
What does that song celebrate?
Magic.
The most magical thing in the room, which is usually me.
Wait a minute. Arnie, did you not know it's Magic Appreciation Month?
What?
Arnie.
You piece of shit.
All month?
Yes.
Yes, all month. 1 month of the year, we can't set aside some time to appreciate those who bring magic into our lives? And the natural magic that just flows everywhere throughout Foon?
What do I have to do to celebrate this holiday?
Well, what do you want to do?
Oh, good question.
And then we'll tell you.
I mean, I guess I want to see some cool magic.
Fuck you.
Magic appreciation is not about making people do magic, Arnie.
Oh.
It's about appreciating when they do magic.
Oh, so it's like Labor Day.
What? On Earth, there's only one day a year when people work?
Yeah, it's really confusing.
There's one day a year when people give birth. Whoa.
You mean all those Billy Yum Yum 2x2s have the same birthday?
That's wild.
That must be confusing.
I hate to go back to this, but I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Yeah, you hate it.
I hate it. I hate it. Earth people are loving it.
Arnie, for Magic Appreciation Month, you do have to write a limerick for a magic user and say it in front of them. So while you go ahead and compose that, why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back with Arnie's limerick. It's going to be great.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Arnie, keep in mind I'm a shapeshifter, which is a form of magic, so technically I am a magic user.
Okay.
Yeah, we're both magic users. You spend all your time with two magic users, and you don't even know it's Magic Appreciation Month.
Although my magic is more, I guess, I don't know the term, inherent. It's not really, it's only affecting myself, really. I can't really affect things outside myself, if that makes sense.
I mean, also I can do the spell Gaily Lichtenkammer, so... Look, see,
that's
I made that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Arnie, thank you.
Arnie, thank you.
Oh.
I appreciate
you're welcome,
you.
You're welcome.
Anything you want to say to us?
Thank you for the thank you. All right, so just a limerick is first line, second line rhymes with first line. The next two lines rhyme
There's
with each other.
There's got to be a better way to describe this. There has to be. This must be a better way to describe this.
I'm glad we're taking the time to describe a limerick in the podcast.
Then the last line rhymes with the second line, which also happens to rhyme with the first line.
Arnie, it's A-A-B-B-A rhyme scheme. ABBA.
Whatever, dude. Usidore is a real mock cucker.
Nothing rhymes with mock cucker.
And did I mention he's also a lock drucker?
Ooh, Touche.
Something, something, something. Something, something, something.
Bring it home.
Yeah, what's the last one?
Damn, that's one magic cocksucker.
Oh, damn. Wow. I didn't see that coming.
That is not appreciation.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. You guys are never going to believe this. Here's my secret. Yes. I thought of the last line first.
Arnie, you genius.
And so I just had to do... So, like, even if the first ones are maybe not as brilliant as the last line, it's like, just subtly setting up that last
line. Wait. Let me try.
Mm-hmm.
I know a wizard who's a dragon braver. Usador is a dragon slayer.
Holy shit, it works. Mm-hmm. Usador, this is magical.
Okay, I suppose I will try it. I knew a wizard who was orange.
Oh no.
And he
something silver? Something silver?
Also,
don't make us go to break again so soon.
Sorry. That was very difficult for me. I had trouble coming up with a rhyme. I'll have to try it again later.
I knew a man named Parney Peachmamps. My best friend's name is Arnie Niekamps.
Huh.
Ooh.
I cannot miss with this tip.
Trent, I've been meaning to tell you this for 7.5 years.
Huh?
There's no S at the end of my last name. It's Arnie Niekamp, not Arnie Niekamps.
It's Arnie's Niekamp.
No, there's no S's anywhere in my name. I'm pretty sure.
Hold on. Maybe there's no S at the end of Niekamps, but I feel like there's a reason I started saying that.
To rhyme with Niekamps?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, I feel like you owed me 1,000 gold coin.
Probably.
And when I came to collect, you said, no, that was my twin brother. Mm-hmm. So I started to call you the Arnie Niekamps, because you said his name was also Arnie Niekamp, and mm-hmm. you started sweating profusely and darting your eyes around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not a twin?
I am.
Can you tell your brother he owes me 1,000 gold?
I will. Next time I see him. That's why my eyes are always darting around, and that's why they're darting around right now. Not just because I want a sandwich, I don't want to say no,
okay. But
because I think there's always a chance that the other Arnie Niekamp is around.
Gotcha. Are you too close?
Am I too close to what?
Are you and the other Arnie close?
Oh.
Like relationship-wise?
No.
And he was in the car when you went through the portal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glove box?
Oh.
The car has a glove box, yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. If I don't want to say too many details about this other Arnie Niekamp, or we might accidentally summon him. You know, like how every time we mention the Yellow Wizard, he shows up. Let's not, you know, totally unrelated. I don't know why.
Can we not?
As an example. Yeah, can we not?
Can we not?
Can we not?
Can we not?
Speaking of appreciation, though, pretty cool wizard.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's the month where you have to.
One day I'll kill him.
I think you already did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. We'll pat on the back.
Well, we rhymed something with Arnie's name, so let me think if I can think of a rhyme for Chunt's name.
And we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Well, we just went to break. Chunt, we can't go to break. We can't. I know that one time you were like, you were trying to sell me on the idea that if we go to each break immediately, we can be done with the show in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We got to space them out a little bit.
I think I've got it. Arnie won't stop talking about how much he loves Alan Funt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also best friends with the badger named Chunt.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, he's still got a third line at the end, which will rhyme with the second and first line.
Something, something, something. Something, something. On this last line, I think I will punt.
Oh-ho-ho! All right.
Wow, pretty good. Pretty good.
I like that we've changed the limerick format to AAXXA.
Keeps it interesting. X could be anything.
Yeah.
We'll let the listeners solve for X.
Look, I challenge anyone to say that those two lines don't rhyme. They rhyme.
No, technically you're right. You're right. Clearly. You know, Arnie, it occurs to me that usually when something is displaced across dimensions...
You mean like the goblins that you accidentally...
Right.
Displaced from this world, which has probably been a very, like, traumatizing for them to be sent someplace else.
Arnie, it is magic appreciation.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I have to ask this clarifying question about magic appreciation. Mode.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do we also have to appreciate magical fuck-ups?
That's a good question.
First of all, I think it's a huge assumption to assume that the goblins aren't having a wonderful time, just like you're having a wonderful time here in Foon.
They're having the most wonderful time in the room.
Huh, we know two different songs.
Sorry about that.
One of those songwriters has to sue one of those other songwriters.
Why?
Because it's the same song.
No, it's got different lyrics.
How can it be the same song with different lyrics? Use your brain. My song went din 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 do doon doon. And his song went dun 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 do dee do.
Totally different.
Totally different.
But here's the thing, John. You are incapable of saying the same lyric the same way twice in a row. I've known this from hearing you sing songs for 7.5 years.
He's a prolific songwriter.
Let me grab your laptop and go back just a little bit and play.
It's the most wonderful
job. Oh, stop. Arnie, never let me listen to myself again.
Yeah. Usador, whatever you do, don't tell him that I only play audio on my laptop at 0.5 times speed.
Okay. Why are you telling me?
Because if I don't tell you, then I'll just be talking to myself, and I'll feel weird about it.
Got it.
Hey, guys, I was thinking this goblin compound. You know how there's all this furniture here and there's all kinds of, like, jars and bottles and vases? I was thinking maybe just kind of, like, let go of some of the pent-up horse-riding anger that we've incurred to just, like, smash shit. Should we just, like, smash everything in this compound?
I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
Look, we don't know these goblins are never coming back. Like, sure, we can steal their pain box. But before we totally trash the place, can we look around and confirm that maybe there are evil goblins?
All right. Let me do a detect evil spell.
Wait, you can do that?
He's choking. Arnie, he's choking. Get him on his back. Get him on his back. No, wait, not his back. His stomach.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Ooh. Hey, Trunt, can you say What a Wonderful World real fast and then play it back?
Sure. What a Wonderful World. Okay, let me just put this back.
What a wonderful world.
What the fuck?
See, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't even put vibrato in the world, but it was there when I went back. Arnie, what's happening?
I don't know. That's how I hear you. You don't hear yourself that way? It's maybe because you have tiny ears.
Oh, that must be it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to make your ears bigger?
I could do that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Too big.
Yeah.
I'll just leave them here.
Okay.
Well, let's keep looking around. You're going to put a detect evil hand in the air.
Oh, yes. Let me do that now.
And detect it like you just don't care.
Evil hand of fate. Describe for me these goblins' state. Are they good or are they bad?
Something, something, something. Something, something, something.
Let Arnie have the pain box or he'll be sad.
Well, it's a giant hand.
The finger's sort of looking around.
And it's a middle finger. Interesting.
Sort of scooting some things aside.
It's cleaning up.
It's weird that the hand is like taking out little glasses and putting them on one of its fingers to get a closer look around.
Sure. Yeah,
kinda
that helps.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Arnie, just let it do its job. Don't talk to the hand.
This is going to seem strange, but I gotta tell you, this spell looks exactly like Hamburger Helper from Earth, from my world.
Arnie, no, they're different. This hand goes dee 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 do da da da, and Hamburger Helper goes do do dee do 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 do. It's different.
But here's what I'm saying, Chuck. Try to say them the same. I don't think you can.
I don't know. I'm gonna throw my hands in the air.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Bunnymen.
We just got a thumbs up from the big hand. So I think we found some evil here, guys.
Oh, so wait, thumbs up means evil found, and then A-OK means there's no evil, or thumbs down means there's no evil.
Thumbs down means there's no evil. I realize it's confusing, but it is a detect evil spell. Yes. So if it finds evil, it goes thumbs up. Got evil, guys.
What if it like extends its middle finger at you?
Probably you're just annoying it.
Fuck you. Yeah, probably a big fuck you.
Some things are multi-universal.
Yeah, I think that is maybe the one universal constant. Middle finger, fuck you.
Okay, well, let's smash some shit.
Potion, smash potion, smash potion, smash
these
potion.
These are not all potions.
Shunt flying elbow. Oh, cut my elbow. Pretty bad. Oh.
I just like to walk by things and just nudge them off of tables. So little effort, but you still get a smash.
You're like a big fucking cat, Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
In so many ways.
Here, Trunt hurt his elbow, so I'm going to cast a detect fractured elbow spell.
Ain't what the hell's a call in the Hinsham Theatre Hawk?
Okay, now there's a big blue hand. It's pointing at, oh, it's pointing at Chunt's elbow.
Huh, that works. Let me just shape-shift some more skin over it.
I get what's going on here.
You do?
What?
Oh, it just happens to be Magic Appreciation Month, where we have to thank magic. And all of a sudden, Usador is doing a lot more magic than usual for things that don't even require it. Like, oh, uh-oh, Chunt broke his arm. Let me do that spell to confirm that he broke his arm.
How dare you?
Thank you, Usador.
You're welcome, Arnie. Making fun of me for doing my job.
Hey, you, sir, you go over there. Arnie, you go over there.
Well, all right, fine.
I accidentally put you both on the same side. Arnie, come back. You go on this side.
Okay.
And I should go over there with Arnie?
No. Well, actually, let's try that.
I'm lonely over here.
Yeah, I'll go over here with you.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to draw a line down the middle of the goblin compound.
Okay.
And nobody crosses this line, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So Arnie and I over here.
Wait, and also rent is due? How does this work? I found drugs under your bed. Huh, no? What's the...
Those are your drugs. You asked me. You said there's no more room under your bed for your drugs. Could you please stow some under my bed?
You fucking narc? You little narc?
What? I'm not.
What are you doing? He's joking. These are not my drugs. Flush down my throat. Yum, 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 yum. Don't worry. It won't cause any effect because I drink that potion that makes me unbreakable.
Oh, yes, very good.
Is that how drugs work?
I bet that potion lasts 500 years. Arnie, why can I only say 500 like that?
I don't know.
You try.
500?
Wow.
500. Like this? Like 500?
I just bought 500 cookies.
I have 500 dogs that seem to be outside of this house right now, looking at us.
Huh.
You, sir, don't be stupid. What the fuck?
No, look out the window right now. There are about 500 dogs looking at us.
They're all just staring at us.
And I can see 500 more.
Arnie, now is not the time for proclamations.
Okay, sorry. Why are all these dogs here? I've never seen this many dogs in Foon.
Okay, I have a plan. We all go to sleep. And when we wake up, they're going to be gone.
Right, well, should we all just go to sleep right now?
Yeah, let's go to sleep.
I'll use magic to put us all to sleep while we take a quick break. Sleepy time, sleepy time.
Thank you.
Staying awake would be such a crime. Something, 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 something.
Soon we'll see Christmas Day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Jinx.
What?
We both yawned at the same time.
Oh.
Are the dogs gone?
I hope I didn't talk in my sleep.
You're making me yawn.
It's possible. I might have done some ad reads in my sleep, depending on where you're listening to this.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be great. I'm sure it'll be great audio. Oh, fuck. Fuck, the dogs are still here.
They're just staring at us.
Here's what we'll do.
Did goblins tend to have this many dogs?
No, they didn't usually have pets. It wasn't a common goblin trait to keep pets, no. So this mini is very strange. Maybe they just moved in here because, you know, there's no one around here. Maybe they kind of were eating the food that got left behind, and now they just sort of, you know, made it their own. So maybe we're trespassing on a dog town, not a goblin town.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to turn into a dog. I'm going to go talk to them. I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm just going to go see what they want, okay? Don't make any loud noises. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for the thank yous. Okay.
What are they wearing?
Looks like some of them are wearing very ragged bandanas, and some of them are wearing collars, it looks like. I don't know that I've ever seen an animal wearing a collar in Foon, unless we've mentioned that in the previous episode.
Well, they look... I don't want to make an assumption here, but they look like the dogs I would see on Earth.
Huh.
It's the only place in all of the universe I've seen someone put a bandana on a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do with that?
Wait, let me try something. I know Chunt's off talking to them, but I'm just gonna go a little bit closer and say,
Wrigley!
So many of them started barking.
Yeah, these are Earth dogs, I think. Oh, Chunt.
Oh, whew, that was intense. Okay, so it seems there's like three of them that are leaders, okay?
Okay.
We have Professor Halitosis.
That's cute.
Tony Scrumptious.
Okay.
And Potato Skins.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. Aw. I said it too. Aw.
Are those the kind of dog names dogs give each other?
Arnie, I don't have time to deal with this right now.
Go back.
Okay.
Wait. Arnie.
It's all right.
We need to find out what these dogs are doing here. Not where their names come from.
Need to.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just kind of fun to send him back and forth.
All right.
If we don't wear him out, he's not going to go to sleep easily when it's time for bed.
That's very true. And then he'll be up all night making a racket.
Especially all the drugs he's usually on.
I know. And then we never get to enjoy our 500 minutes together.
I know.
Okay, back into a badger. Okay, I found out those are the names they give each other. Those are their actual names.
Oh.
But their collars and tags and something different. So just kind of scanning the 500 dogs, I found 48 Charlies, 16 Bellas, 32 Baileys, 128 Maxes, 420 Buddies, 2 Daisies, 3 Lucys, 4 Lunas, 5 Mollies, 68 Lolas.
Are you talking about your drugs again?
We had 38 Coopers, a couple Prosies, bag of cane, and some Lotties.
And a Whippet.
And a Whippet.
Mm.
But, Arnie, they gave me a list of demands.
Oh, okay.
This is from Potato Skins. Do you want to
hold on, though. How many of them are good boys?
There's no way to tell. I mean, you could do your magical hands, and they could go dog to dog with a thumbs up or a pointed finger. Or
I should cast a spell of detect good boys?
I think so.
This has gotten me into trouble before.
If it doesn't detect us, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Okay, it's pointing at Arnie.
That's nice. Ooh, that's a catchy spell.
It's pointing at Chunt.
Huh? Oh.
Okay.
Now it's veering off towards the dogs.
Pass me right up. Okay.
Maybe it'll come back to you last.
Probably because I cast it. It's just not thinking that I would check myself.
Yeah. Okay, here's the list of demands from Potato Skins. Number one, we must be told we're good boys. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, it says ... or good girls.
Okay.
Very progressive
good
dogs.
Boys. I mean, good dogs.
Number two, we want scritches behind the ear. Okay. Number three, wet food. Wet food? What the fuck is that? Wet food?
It's just more expensive.
But what is it? So you take food and then you dunk it in water?
No.
Is this like a sloppy steak situation?
Kind of. You get it from like a can.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, dog food isn't very good.
Well, what do you feed dogs on Earth?
Just like, sort of like dog cereal.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Dog cereal. Yum, 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 yum. Nom, 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 nom. Now I'm doing it. Fuck. Number four, throw ball.
Okay.
Throw ball. Am I saying that right?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah. Why are you having such a hard time with that?
At number five, bunch of bones. Huh. That doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah.
Now, bunch of bones could be a demand, or it could be like a derogatory way to talk about us.
Oh, maybe these are all insults.
Hey, wet food, get over here.
Hey, you fucking wet food.
Maybe they're just pissed that Netflix canceled that bone animated series that was coming.
Based on that show you love with David Boreanaz?
No, based on the graphic novel I love, and that, you know what, I feel like you two would love, but never mind.
Well, I mean, I'm watching the finger. It seems to be pointed at all of the dogs, so I think they're all good girls and good boys.
Wait, sorry, I forgot to ask this of Arnie. Since you're talking about adaptations, I think Isidore and I have one giant question, which is...
Yeah?
Is there going to be a family circus?
Yeah, look, family circus just wouldn't work in any other medium.
Oh, come on. I gotta see that, Mom.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Family circus doesn't work in any medium.
Not even the one it's currently in?
Especially not the one it's currently in.
Oh, no medium, because it should be a large please daddy.
Large please daddy, yes. Listeners, been getting a lot of emails that end with large please daddy.
Large please daddy.
If you'd like to understand what we're talking about, please go subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah. And hear the two names of my buttholes.
Exactly.
I think. Well, Arnie, these are either insults or they're demands, so we should probably pick our approach, our strategy.
But I don't understand. How are all these Earth dogs here?
Well, often when there's dimensional travel, there's a displacement, usually the universe tends to balance itself out because the universe is divinely created by the three goddesses in such a way to be that perfect and that beautiful. And perhaps when the goblins were sent to Earth, where they're having a wonderful time, I'm assuming, just like you are here, maybe these dogs came here in their place.
It's kind of a one for one.
So all these dogs have been here for years and years?
Chunt, can you go ask them how long they've been here? I should have told him to figure it out if they were telling him in dog years or people years.
We'll just send them back. Yeah.
They said 3,000 years?
Okay, that sounds like dog years, probably.
Well, they were laughing as I left.
Or a joke.
Wait, have they been fucking with us this whole time?
Hey, wet food! Don't fuck with us!
You fucking wet food. You wet food. I need something else.
You dirty wet food. How about that?
You wet foods. Ooh, plural. You wet foods. You wets foods?
Well, guys, I know we weren't necessarily looking for this, but I guess we now have 500 pets.
Yes, Arnie, welcome to the club.
Ooh, well, I think these need to be your pets. They're Earth dogs, and I already have many cats.
Look, I know a lot of people will tell you Earth dogs are easy.
But it's not
true. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but look over there. That one dog is eating poop.
Oh, well, I mean, they're dogs. They'll do that. It's all right.
Hold on, Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
Not but 3 days ago did I see you eating your poop.
What?
Come on.
I was a Snickers.
Uh-huh. And how many Snickers did you have when you came to Foon?
Here's the thing. Apparently I had one more than I thought, and I just discovered it.
Sure.
Look, all this time,
hey.
I didn't think about my other pocket.
Okay. I got your back, buddy. Sir, I was mistaken. Arnie wasn't eating his own poop. Wait.
Okay, fine. Usador, cast, detect shit eating.
Oh, it's pointing right at your grin, Arnie. It just keeps pointing vehemently at your grin.
Mm-hmm. Earth people are loving it.
It is kind of a shit-eating grin. You're right, Chunt.
Yeah. Wow, it's being really aggressive.
Oh, so I think Chunt maybe wasn't being literal before. Maybe he saw you eating shit in the sense that, you fell on your face. Made a damn fool of yourself.
Yeah, your neck got all tore up, and I saw that Drew tattoo just came off. The skin peeled back.
Yeah.
Sorry to see that go.
Unfortunately, you gave me two Drew tattoos, so now I just have one.
Tat Drews, please.
Mm-hmm. What a two Drew to die today.
Well, I mean... I don't see what other choice we have but to go out there and scratch them fucking tummies.
Yeah.
I thought they went and scratches behind the ears.
I feel like tummy's more fun. Yeah, we'll do ears, and if they roll over, they roll over.
Yeah, we'll feel it out, you know? We'll just feel it out. Let's go have fun with puppies!
Whee! Hello! Is it Heel? Scratch it, scratch it. Here's another
12th realm mummification.
That's our vibrant shower. Come here, get some scratches. Oh, this one seems aggressive.
Wow, this one seems aggressive. Let me rip off my face, wad it to a ball, and throw it. Look at
See, it just wanted a ball. It just wanted a ball. Good work remembering to tear off your face, John.
No problem.
Arnie, I gotta say,
these are the most wonderful dogs in the world.
See, that song also sounds the same.
Wait, let me go back on the computer. Much better. Arnie, I like the sound of that.
Alvin!
Wow, so when all those goblins were sent to Earth in season one, a bunch of dogs from Chicago must have been sent to Foon. That's one mystery solved.
As the first person speaking after the podcast, I'd like to say there's no greater watermark of creative bankruptcy than simply adding a bunch of puppies. Well done, everybody.
Oh, come on, I just said...
User of the Blue was played by Matt Young.
Can you really not hear me? I have important information about the goblins in the lower levels of this secret government facility.
Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai.
Or just make fun of me. I've been rewatching Gilmore Girls again at half speed to savor all the dialogue. Nothing?
Want to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live? Really? Blink twice if you're in trouble. If not, there's a Magic Tavern live show at the Bell House in Brooklyn on Friday, October 14th. Click on the link in the show notes or visit hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab for more info.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm worried about you. Maybe you've been working alone too long.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, who I believe were lied to and told their money would go towards buying tiny pieces of artwork to decorate meerkat dwellings in the Serengeti. These are trusting, easily bamboozled people like Drena, Anton Sisson, Renee Gillenlund, Gary Barlow, Graves, Illuminati Jones, distant cousin to Osmosis, Rafe, Trevin from Ohio, Kirsten Manda, Sammy Barrows, J.D. Johnson, Matt Sendek, Lori Garner, Rebecca the Feminist, Kayla R., Chuck Brandman, and Void Theory. Oh, Void Theory. Do I detect 6 years of graduate school and then living in a sibling's carriage house while you figure out your next steps? Am I close? Patrons, even Void Theory, get ad-free episodes, all the past spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. In fact, I've been notified that they just recorded a special bonus episode announcing the name of Chunt's Buttholes. And if there's a truer sign that autumn has arrived, I don't want to know what it is. While you wait for that bit of craftsmanship, here's a clip of an all-new Behind the Tavern, where editors talk about the process of putting together the show. What's up, Clip?
If I was to play any characters, though, I do one that sounds like this. Insert PB3, and then one that sounds like this. Insert Talbot the Badger.
Just living, giving notes to yourself.
Whoever's editing this, which is its own question, do not.
Yeah, just leave him high and dry. It's me, so really I'm setting myself up to dunk on myself.
Yeah. Can I ask, though, what does it sound like? Before, like, what does PB3 and Talbot sound like before everything is added?
God damn it. All right, so PB3 literally is, like, just an emotive... This is going to be so embarrassing.
Yes, this is what people pay for.
Yeah, he does a lot of, and I run that through a voice modulator. Oh, God, Ryan is just fist pumping the air.
So it's Pac-Man. It's basically Pac-Man.
Ryan, can you ask PV3 a question and Garrett will respond as he would do it as PV3?
Sure. Well, we got two doors here, PV3. You know how I love doors that are on the left, but I also like doors on the right. What do you think?
Lisa, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Good. Perfect.
I forgot it. I brought my Wampa friend instead of PV3. Not Wampa.
You brought your tiny Jar Jar?
If you're wondering why that clip wasn't shorter, well, the people capable of doing that were all busy talking. To hear the whole conversation or to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern.
You can also hear some of my current adventures during the intros and outros of a lot of the Patreon content.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Since you can't argue, I'm going to add that Craig is a crucial and beloved part of the show.
Well, Dr. Halitosis, I guess we finally found a real home here with these three weirdos.
I concur, Tony Scrumptious. What do you think, Potato Skins?
Wait, I'm Potato Skins.
But you have the worst breath. Ironic, is it not?
It's pretty silly that you're Dr. Halitosis when old Potato Skins here definitely has the worst breath of all of us.
Should we swap names?
Because we're all named Wrigley on back on Earth, so I guess no one would know the difference.
Let's go around and say what breed we are.
I'm a chocolate lab.
Boxer.
Bichon Frise!
Oh, he's choking.
No. He's choking.
Get him on his back. Get him on his back.
You know, I've been thinking about maybe a new triumvirate without Potato Skins in it.
I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe somebody like Whippet could come in and help us out.
Oh, yes, Whippet. Absolutely. Or Oreo.
Yeah, Oreo's a good girl.
Flapjack. Ooh, Flapjack.
Hey, how you doing there, Potato Skins?
Oh, here's some boob.
Here's some boob? Oh, poop. Oh, that's why his breath is so bad. Potato Skins.
Snobs.
Can? Was that Can? You, sir, did you hear that?
I swear, the
dog sounded just like Can.
I thought I heard it, too.
Murderer!
Wait, is that Can? Over with that dog eating shit?
You fucking wet food. Yeah, eat shit, you dumb
nasty
wet food.
Nasty wet food.
500!
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on Station 8.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.